This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Congress is back from its summer vacation. Well, half of Congress anyway. The House comes back next week. But the calendar waits for no one, and there is the now regular mad dash underway to avoid a government shutdown at the end of the month when funding runs out. Which means for the many, many programs that are subject to the annual congressional appropriations machinery, all eyes are on Capitol Hill to see what gets renewed, what gets canceled, added or reduced in negotiations. The Washington Post flagged one program whose funding is in some jeopardy, the Women, Infants, and Children's Food Assistance Program, more commonly known as WIC. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains.
Like many federal assistance programs, WIC expanded benefits during the pandemic. The USDA says more than 6 million people used the program, more than Congress expected when they were budgeting. And then there's inflation, says Zoe Neuberger at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Higher food prices and the higher participation mean that more funding is needed than when the congressional appropriations process first started a few months ago.
In addition to determining overall funding, Congress has to decide whether to renew a boost in funds recipients can spend on fruits and veggies, now up to $25 to $47 a month. California mom Gina Day says the money helps her add variety to her meals for her family of six.
This week alone, I snuck mushrooms into enchiladas with the chicken. My kids eat frozen peas as a snack on a regular basis.
She was surprised to hear those grocery funds were up for debate in Washington. The White House is asking Congress for more money for the WIC program, but one bill in the House would reduce WIC funds. Kate Franken is the board chair of the nonprofit National WIC Association and runs Minnesota's WIC program, where they're worried enough about funding to start dusting off decades-old contingency plans.
We certainly don't want to go that direction. That means that eligible individuals seeking services will be waitlisted. And the first basically priority that would impact would be postpartum women.
States generally have enough WIC funds on hand to tide them over during brief lapses in federal funding. But a longer impasse could change the shopping habits of a lot of families pretty quickly. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.